Ether Chapter 11, and this chapter begins by talking about the emergence of the secret combination. Again, what would be the cause of why they would emerge? The reason is because of this industrialization. But as soon as they see this great prosperity, well, they begin immediately to come in, just like they did in our country, and say, oh, we need these men to control all these factories and all this machinery, and so therefore we need banks, and we need banks to build more. And see, they all of a sudden immediately they took control. So don't get in your mind that it was all the great industrial leaders that they claim were the industrial leaders in the 1800s that built our country. It wasn't them. It was the industry of the people and the righteousness that they had that resulted in this. Just because these men claimed to be the leadership of it, the leadership wasn't them. Well, then it says in their land that therefore after these people began to take control of all this, then the prophets come calling the people to repentance. And if they say they do not, and they tell them if they do not repent, then what they prophesy of is destruction. And it says that the king of that day accepted the prophets, so destruction did not come until he died. But as soon as he dies, his son then takes over and kills the prophets. So therefore, there is a great curse upon the great curse on the land, and it says in verse 7, describing them, they said that they hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord because of the wicked combinations again. So now we begin to see something more about these combinations. See, they come forth and they say, we're in control. See, we're building up this economy. We'll take care of you. Again, I can't express how much this is trying to make the point here that the very men that are destroying you are the very men that are claiming that they built the great economy. As soon as the economy got underway because of these industrious people of the 1800s, the good Christian people of America who would work hard, when they began to build America, immediately men came in to dominate them and take control of them, and then start to take all the praise and honor themselves, instead of saying it was just the people in their industrious nature of following the Lord and working in their lives, and immediately men began to exploit that nature of good Christian people. Well, notice, though, when they do that, though, they claim, just like they did in our country, they claim they're the ones that are building everything. They're the ones that are giving you prosperity. And if it wasn't for all the banks and them giving you the money, we wouldn't have built anything. But now we see today that the banks are taking away all our farmland and everybody's in debt to them. And it doesn't seem like they're building anything. All they're doing is talking about how they're taking it and they own it. But more than that, notice that they claim to protect you. See, they all of a sudden they're beginning to have problems come into the land, and there's a great curse on the land. Even as today, as we begin to see problems going throughout the United States and tornadoes and floods and earthquakes and stuff, the government comes in and says they take care of this problem and so on and so forth, meaning that they're taking care of it. And, oh, and if your house breaks down, then the insurance company takes care of it. And if you're hurt, we'll get a doctor and make sure that you don't get sued because of how you're set up, so we'll send the lawyers. Again, what do we see today? We see all these men claiming to protect you. You see the government, doctors, lawyers, and insurance companies, and so forth, all coming out there claiming that they're the ones that will protect you. And the only one that can protect you is God. And when you learn in your life that you're in this life to serve God, and that He is the one that protects you and takes care of you, and all these others are only part of combinations to come and replace God. And this is what it was talking about here. That's where they are. And so therefore, they would not, the people then, as today, will not hearken to the Lord. They don't want to hear the voice of the Lord. They want to hear the voice of all these men saying they'll protect them. Well, nonetheless, the calamities continue on so bad that finally the people repent enough that they then begin to call upon the Lord. But they don't make a great repentance here. They just repent enough to turn to the Lord a bit. So therefore it says, for many more years they are still wicked. We're about down to verse 9. They're still wicked, but nonetheless they call upon the Lord to some degree. And again, how long does this wickedness go on, or how long has it been going on? For about 700 years. But nonetheless, they're still not right. Now, what is the point of that? The point of that to you is that you think, well, wait a minute, we've been going along just like this for 150 years. We've had the church for 150 years. We're not getting any more ripe. We're not changing. And if the Lord did, if the Lord wasn't happy with how it was during Joseph Smith's day, then he would have killed us soon, or he would have destroyed us soon. But he says, no, you've got to be ripe. And what is the sign of ripeness? It is as today that the secret combinations range and go throughout the land. And the people of we'll call it the Mormon Church, has slowly got closer and closer in tune with that, in line or mingled in with those secret combinations. So then it says about 50 years before Ether, the prophet came, who wrote this record, that there was prophets that came into the land calling for repentance or utter destruction. Now that's what we're about to receive today. We're about to have prophets come into the land calling you to repentance, or you're going to have utter destruction in America. And nonetheless, that is, whether they come or not, that is what has been prophesied to you in the Book of Mormon, and you have rejected it. And it says that the people remained in their wickedness still, but they weren't totally right. Remember, notice they didn't say that the secret combination completely took over the land and the government and everything. But they remain in wickedness until Ether comes and comes into the land to begin to prophesy to him. And then during his time, and then a little before his time, we then began to have the prophets talking not only about utter destruction, but that then another people was going to come in to take the land. Now notice we have a little bit of a key here, meaning it says that other people will come take the land. That means that the Lord must be already preparing another people. And if that's the case, we actually know that it wasn't, not only had he already been preparing them, they were already in the land and they were already in existence there. So the point is, some had already came to America. And so the Lord, or the point, the key is that when the Lord begins to talk about someone else, that means you've got to prepare the someone else, and so you know that your doom is coming. And that is what he's already said. He's saying that if the Mormons will not receive the gospel in its fullness, then it will be taken back to Israel. It will be taken from them. Well, it means that he's already got a people prepared to receive it, and we can then see we have another sign that the Lord has already foreseen that the Mormon church would reject the gospel.